Your platform, the Frank Mitchell phone-in for you.
Well, I want to speak to Daniel, patiently waiting, Peter as well. Did I mention Ballyhackamore and the traffic up there? I should have mentioned that. I don't think I did. There was an incident up at Ballyhackamore, collision about 25 minutes ago, and it's at a standstill coming into town. My apologies, so many people have referred to that on the text. So try and avoid the Ballyhackamore area. Daniel, as for the rates, what's on your mind, Daniel?
Basically, they're looking to save, I was just listening to the show there, they're looking to save, I think, was it £2 million a year. At the minute, there is a proposal being discussed by Belfast City Council, I think, next month. The closure of Belfast Zoo, the Belfast Zoo is costing Belfast City Council and the ratepayers £2 million a year. So it seems to be that that would be an obvious step. That would benefit, obviously, the ratepayers of Belfast. It would make the savings that they need, and it would also stop the condemnation of generations of animals being held in captivity needlessly.
Daniel, do you think the ratepayers of Belfast want our zoo to close?
Some do, some don't. But on the page, on the organisation that I sort of represent, Northern Ireland says no to animal cruelty. It's a torn issue, obviously, but generally people see it from the animal's point of view. Shouldn't be there. You know, there's no need for a tiger or polar bear or zebra at Belfast Zoo. But just in terms of pure rates, it's costing the Belfast ratepayer £2 million per year. That's what they were discussing last night. They're looking to make savings of £2 million a year. There's one move that would free up a lot of council employees at Belfast Zoo. It would give the amount of savings that they need consistently and repeatedly. If it's costing £2 million every year, if you close it, that's £2 million every year back into the budget.
And yeah. When you say it would free up council employees at Belfast Zoo, it would make them redundant.
No, if they're already Belfast Council employees, then it's just a matter of redeploying them, surely.
Do you think Belfast Council just has a number of people and they keep them regardless of what work needs to be done? Of course, if the zoo closed, there'd be redundancies.
Oh, I'm sure that there would, yeah. But again, you have to weigh it up then. Redundancies are tragic, and times are hard. But I don't think everyone would be made redundant. And I think that when you weigh it up against the cost of the freedom of animals that don't need to be held in captivity for absolutely no reason other than profit, it's not the ideal scenario, but I think it's worth a discussion at least.
Second most popular tourist attraction in Northern Ireland as well, Belfast Zoo, loved by families the length and breadth of the land. And you do represent an animal cruelty charity. Been to the zoo many times, haven't seen any cruelty.
Again, well, this is a sort of popular sort of distinction. There's physical cruelty, which I don't think exists in the zoo, but there's also mental and emotional cruelty. And when you're keeping an animal against its will, which effectively they are, in a small enclosure that doesn't recreate the habitat that nature provides for them, then that's going to cause some conflict there, and that's going to cause mental cruelty, I would say. I think that's pretty much, there's lots of evidence from the likes of Born Free Foundation, Animal Aid. Okay, thank you, Frank. Thanks, bye.
So there you go. There's a guy can cure the budget with the swish of a pen across a page by closing Belfast Zoo. Just on that, would you be in favour if it was announced at a meeting of Belfast City Council that the zoo was to close? Would you say that's a step in the right direction? Or would you be up in arms? I'd love to know. It's certainly costing us money. There's no question about that. But the zoo, Bellevue closing, how would we survive without it? Do let us know. I'm just thinking out loud here at the minute. 90-333-105. If that was a way to save ratepayers' money, would you close Belfast Zoo? Peter's waiting to speak to us. Peter, good morning.
Well, Frank, I just think it's sad. I think it was the City Council put this 20-mile-an-hour speed limit in. They're always going on about people, not having no money. But everything they seem to do is defend you or do anything. Like I paid.
Yeah, but in fairness, Belfast, it's a DRD initiative. The 20-mile-an-hour speed limit. But go ahead.
My point is, I'm paying near £20,000 a year to be a taxi driver, car payments, insurance, depot rents, and everything else, and I'm getting penalised because somebody wants a push brake to be able to go wherever it wants. It maybe costs £50, £100. You get the old Malone road bike, would be a couple of thousand. But why? Why would I've drove along the road here from Queen's Road down. There's at least been 30 cyclists on the footpath. So, you know, I just don't understand. They're talking about jobs and everything else they're trying to put people in. I've tried to drive at 20 mile an hour, put my speed limiter on. Once you touch a brake, it goes off. I actually think I'm training to be an undertaker.
Yeah, I know. But what is this? What has all this got to do with how much you pay on your annual rates?
Well, everybody's always going about people not having money and it's austerity. And everything every week made by council, DRD, they want to take money off you. What next for the council? I give them a good idea. Put WLNs outside your door. If you don't put your bin on, fine, you 90 quid.
Peter, thank you. Not arguing with that. I'm not in any way defending. Hold on. I'm not in any way defending the people who litter and who fly tip. They are the scum of the earth, in my opinion. But why doesn't council be more proactive and clean the place up?
But council do go around. I can't speak how their operatives work and the waste management work. But they do go around removing litter and bulky household material. If they see it dumped illegally, they will. And they'll also, if you see black bags dumped in alleyways and in streets, they will actually try and open some out there and see if they can identify and prosecute people.
Okay.
They are proactive.
Yeah, well, let's hope they're doing more of it. You're making some very, very good points on behalf of council and the good work that is done, because there are amenity sites and the fly tippers should go to the amenity sites. That's the point I made on the tweet. But it'll lie at the side of the road, and many's a council employee, a council official, and a council registered vehicle will pass the scene, and they don't seem to be stopping to lift it unless they're actually booked to go out to lift it. And, well, it annoys me, as you can hear in my voice.